Well, they must have had a pipeline to heaven because Led Zeppelin won their lawsuit. They were being sued for the intro to that song, saying that it had been stolen from them. But they won, so we can rest easy now on your radio friend. It is 22 minutes after 9 o'clock on a thank God it's Friday morning. Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. Big program planned for you today. Coming up after the great Tom Carco's news, at the bottom of the hour, we are going to be joined by Mary Helen Lucas of Greek Fest. Pretty pumped about that. Now, I have asked in a very sincere way that Mary Helen bring some ouzo along. She's supposed to be bringing some goodies, but I felt we needed some beverage to wash down the Greek delicacies. So we will see if that is realized coming up at about 9:40 right here on WRJN. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with State Senator Bob Wirch, and he's called for an audit of the Wisconsin Veterans Administration. Could also want to get his take on the Democratic protest in the House of Representatives. It was very reminiscent of what we saw several years ago in Madison, in the state capitol, except this time it was strictly the lawmakers who were acting, frankly, like third world legislators. Did you see the take of Speaker Paul Ryan, our very own representative from the 1st Congressional District? He was just trying to talk calmly over the screaming. And then Louie Gohmert, the congressman from Texas, was screaming at the top of his lungs, a Republican. He was screaming at his Democratic colleagues to blame radical Islam. It's really good to see that they're got their act together over there in Washington. So we'll have all that. Then, of course, at 11 o'clock, the Hour of Power. At noon, we will have your lunchtime musical interlude. And then at 1 o'clock, we commence the new feature with attorney John Cabranes from Racine. And he'll be taking your calls here at the radio station. So that will happen at 1 o'clock later on this afternoon right here on your radio friend. Well, yesterday, we talked about Great Britain leaving the UK. And we had British political observer and commentator David Wood on this quality radio broadcast. And I asked David, first of all, why those in Britain wanted to leave the EU, those that did. The vote ended up being quite close, actually. It was about 51 to 49. Now, they knew it was going to be close, but they did not think going into the election yesterday that the people that favored Brexiting, Britain leaving, exiting the EU, were going to win. Even David Wood said that he didn't think so, even though he was in favor of it. I asked him what the reasons were that those in Britain favor that. I also asked him what would happen if David Cameron, who was against the referendum but had promised the referendum in his last elections, what would happen to him if the British voted to leave the European Union?
In other words, laws are being made over there that govern us that we have no say in. These unelected people in Brussels and Strasbourg that don't represent us, and they've almost neutered our own government because we can't make our own decisions. He was, I think, a bit of a fool to offer this up, because having won the election, he now has to follow through with this. He has to. And it's going to be touch and go. He has to go. He will have to leave his job if the vote goes against him today. For the simple reason is that he will then have to negotiate our exit from Europe as someone who doesn't want to leave Europe. Not only that, the Tory party, both in Parliament and the country as a whole, will have no faith in him.
And that is exactly what happened overnight. David Cameron is resigning as the Prime Minister of Great Britain. And as Cameron said early this morning, over there in the UK, that somebody else has got to steer this ship because he did not agree with it. Remember, President Obama was over there in England not too long ago, and he took the unusual step as a foreign leader to take a side in a local election, in a national election. This does not bode well for Barack Obama and who he would like to succeed him, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, it's really fascinating. This is a monumental event. I mean, we talk about all the time how this is the only day in the history of the world. It is. This is the only June 24, 2016 ever. There never was one like it. There never will be another one. Again, keep that in mind as you go about your day. It's always a good perspective, right? But every so often, there is a day that is even more historic or significant in the history of the planet. Yesterday was huge. The gentleman in the UK that was leading the fight to have Britain leave the European Union said that let June 23rd, 2016 be considered their day of independence. He kind of paraphrased the president's speech in the movie Independence Day. By the way, I saw a review for the Independence Day sequel. Not good. Not good at all. Sequels are almost never good. And Hillary Clinton is trying to have a sequel of Barack Obama's presidency. So, of course, we're always about how does this affect us. Here is the coverage that we heard this morning from CNN. How is this momentous decision going to affect Donald Trump? He is in Scotland this morning, and we will hear more news about his golf course, Turnberry, and the size of the rooms in the resort. I swear this is true. Fox News reported it this way. This is a great day for Trump. He predicted this would happen despite what Hillary and Obama were saying. This shows that the American people are on his side. Yep, it's always about us. Let me clue you beautiful humans into something. Everything's going to be fine. I was co-hosting a show on finances right after 9/11. And remember, the economy and the stock market just plunged as it is doing now. The two gentlemen that were the financial advisors, that were the experts on the show, just like we will have the legal expert, John Cabranes, on later on this afternoon, and I will be facilitating. I was facilitating this. I don't know anything about the stock market, really, but I do know history. And they said, just hang in there. This is not the time to sell. Classically, of course, in financial terms, you always want to buy low and sell high. Well, people were selling high. Historically speaking, the economy or the stock market increases 10% every 30 years, regardless of these fluctuations in history. We're talking about through two world wars, through Vietnam, through Watergate, through 9/11, to right now. Don't worry. Be happy. Everything's going to be all right. And I am happy to report that Tom Carco, who would never report on how Donald Trump is affected by Great Britain leaving the European Union, is next on WRJN.
Personal Touch by Julie Florist can't guarantee sunshine on your wedding day, but they will make your flowers absolutely gorgeous. Personal Touch by Julie.